This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve have a meeting next week, and it's likely members of the Open Market Committee will talk about whether the time is coming to ease back on what they like to call quantitative easing. That's where the Fed buys up bonds to push money into the financial system as a stimulus. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it's going to be a delicate dance to keep jittery investors from reacting badly.
One way quantitative easing works is for the Fed to buy up so many bonds, for example, that investors say, well, there's not much opportunity to make money in the bond market. I guess I'll try stocks.
The goal is really to mobilize capital, to have investors buy into riskier assets that have a more direct impact on the economy.
Adolfo Laurenti is with Mesirow Financial. He says that investment helps fuel the economy. But what if the Fed starts tapering off quantitative easing? Would investors stop investing where it most helps the economy?
The challenge is to remind people that there's a big difference between the accelerator and the brake.
That's Mark Spindell with Potomac River Capital. He says the Fed has to be really clear that it's moving gently. And as Jim Paulson with Wells Capital Management says, the Fed has to instill confidence in the economy.
And the best way they can do that is show some themselves.
He says one way to do that is to slow down quantitative easing. Ideally, investors will keep investing because they want to, not because the Fed is pushing them. Ideally. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.